The Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture is still a construction zone, and it is just 10 days from opening. Still, NPR's Sam Sanders got a tour of the museum on the National Mall in Washington.
Today was Media Day at the National Museum of African American History and Culture. Flora Pessoa welcomed about 300 journalists.
My, what a crowd.
Inside the space, there were just as many hard hats as reporters. You could hear drills humming on every floor, even as the grand opening is set for 10 days from now. Lonnie Bunch is the founding director of the museum, and this morning he reminded people just how far the museum has come from a dream of Black Civil War veterans over a century ago, from still just being a dream last decade.
11 years ago, we really did start this with a staff of two, no collections at all. We really had even no idea exactly where the site of the museum would be. We knew we had to raise a lot of money, but we didn't know where we were going to get that money from. All we knew is that we had a vision.
And it's quite the vision. It's hard to overstate just how much work has gone into the museum. There are artifacts like a Jim Crow era segregated train car that was lowered underground years ago.
And so this train car was down here how long before the thing was done?
Before they put the roof on it. So that was 4 years ago, I think it was, that we dropped that down.
Wow.
So,
and it just sat here until it was built around.
They built it in a casework around the thing to protect it. It was the first artifact to come into the building.
That was Robert Anderson, one of the museum's architects. Damian Thomas curated the sports sections of the museum. He walked me through an Olympics display.
We have 9 of Carl Lewis's 10 Olympic medals.
Where's the 10th?
The 10th medal is buried with his father.
This is the kind of dedication donors have shown to the museum. Thomas says many, including lots of regular people you've never heard of, gave big parts of their lives to this museum.
That's been what's been most amazing about this journey for me, that people have opened up their homes and entrusted us with their most prized possessions.
As big as the Museum of African American History and Culture is, and as much stuff is in there, not everything could fit. There are thousands of artifacts on display, but that's just a fraction of all that was collected.
We started with no artifacts, 0 artifacts. We now have about 37,000 artifacts in the museum's collection. We are displaying around 3,000 of those 37,000 artifacts.
Where are the other 34,000?
They are in the Smithsonian Storage Facility.
That's Bill Pretzer, another curator at the museum. He told me that even with all they've collected so far, the work isn't over yet.
We will be collecting ad nauseum, and we will continue to collect on issues that we think are important for future exhibitions. As a matter of fact, opening the museum starts the work.
Curator Talani Salahuddin just wants one point to be made clear when the public finally does see the museum.
African Americans, we have been marginalized. However, we are not marginal. That we have been central to this country from its founding to the very present.
The Museum of African American History and Culture opens to the public September 24th. Sam Sanders, NPR News, Washington.